The Office of Personnel Management is fanning out across the country with new training sessions for the federal HR workforce. But our next guest says the Hiring Excellence campaign doesn't go nearly far enough. Jeff Neal is Senior Vice President at ICF International and a former Chief Human Capital Officer at Homeland Security. He tells Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu meaningful changes to the federal hiring process will have to involve a lot more than just the HR staff.
I hate to call it nibbling around the edges, but in some respects it is. You know, I do agree that people should do
Jeff
the best
Neal,
they
Senior
can
Vice President at ICF
the
International and former Chief
have.
Human Capital Officer at Homeland Security, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu. 55 past the hour. This is the Federal Drive with Tom Tamman. Follow
HR
us on Facebook.com/Federal News Radio and on Twitter. Our handle is at Fed News Radio. Up next, the top national and federal headlines. I'm Tom Tamman.
The rules we have right now, you have to do. So I think that's a good thing, and I appreciate that they're taking the lead on doing that. It doesn't get us to civil service reform. It doesn't get OPM looking at their own regulations to see where they can change the rules to make things easier for hiring managers and HR folks. So I think I'd give them a good grade for the effort. I'd give them probably a passing grade for the substance of it. But it's not an A-plus effort because it's not really pushing us toward comprehensive civil service reform. And I think most people would agree that the civil service system as it exists right now, the hiring part of it in particular, is just not working very well. And it needs to be reformed. And this isn't doing that.
And just to expand on that, I think one of the smart points that you make in your column is that even if the next president in Congress did a page one rewrite of every single law dealing with the civil service system, it would probably fail because the institutions that would have to implement it are the same institutions we have today. I'm paraphrasing you there, but take that a bit further with us, if you would. Why are those institutions so important?
Well, the institutions are what actually implement any kind of reform. You know, those are OPM and OMB and federal HR offices and federal hiring managers. And to some degree, federal employees themselves all are responsible for implementing anything the government does. And right now, the HR apparatus, I believe, is really in a lot of trouble. You know, starting with OPM, I think OPM could be much more flexible in its approach to the rules. And if you look at what happened with the authority that was granted for seasonal employees in the Park Service, the Congress says they had a very broad intent. OPM's lawyers apparently said they had a very narrow intent. And now Congress is working on changing the law to make it suitable for OPM's lawyers. So OPM tends to take a very conservative, restrictive approach on authority. When you get to federal HR offices, there are a lot of people in HR who work very hard and do a good job, but there are also a lot of people who really don't have the expertise that they need to be able to help managers recruit and to help them with strategy for how they handle people issues. And I think we really need to rethink the structure of federal HR and the types of jobs that we have in federal HR. Right now, we're not doing that. If you look at the jobs in the typical federal HR shop, they're the same types of jobs they've had for the last 40 or 50 years. And I think most people would agree that the federal workforce and the jobs in the federal workforce and the labor market that the government competes in have changed radically in that time. But the HR positions themselves have not really changed. And I think that's a weakness. And then hiring managers, there are a lot of hiring managers who believe that filling jobs is HR's job. And, you know, HR is supposed to do this stuff. And that's not true at all. You know, we refer to them as hiring managers because they hire people. And they've got to be very engaged in the hiring process from the word go. You know, I think at the OPM event, OPM said something about job descriptions and how managers need to be involved with the managers, right, with the HR people in the job description process. No, they don't. They need to write the job descriptions. They don't need HR writing job descriptions for them. You know, HR could provide advice, But managers are the ones who should identify what requirements they have for positions in their organization. It is a management responsibility. Deciding what kind of skills you need somebody to have is a management responsibility. You know, deciding what kinds of places might produce good candidates ought to be a management responsibility. You know, if I'm a government cybersecurity expert and I've got five jobs reporting to me that are cybersecurity jobs, I ought to know enough about the labor market to know where you can find those kinds of people. And I think too much we have federal managers just not wanting to get involved and thinking that it's HR's responsibility. So the part of what OPM is doing that's really trying to get managers and HR people talking more is a very good thing. And I think that's probably, it's a simple thing, but in some respects, it's probably got the most potential for impact of anything that they've recommended, because it will start getting that conversation going, and I hope gets managers to take more of the responsibility, because that's really where it should rest.
And I know in your columns over the next few weeks, you're going to get into some more specifics about what you think the fixes are to the HR system. But let me just take you back to the comment you made about the conservative nature of OPM, kind of regardless of what legislation it's presented with. That seems like something that you just can't solve via legislation in terms of changing culture. So how do you start to address the conservative of nature of an institution?
I think we need to rethink the organization of OPM and OMB and put together an organization that's designed to do something a bit different. You know, right now, OPM is not an ancient organization. It was created by the Civil Service Reform Act, so it's really less than 40 years old. But it's kind of gotten a bit hidebound in some respects over the years. And I think, you know, I don't believe reorganization is the key to everything. As a matter of fact, reorganizations often don't do anything. But I think you can create an organization that's designed for a particular purpose. And OPM is not necessarily designed for a particular purpose now. When you think of it, I think a lot of people think of OPM and they think, wow, this is an organization that's designed to do federal HR policy. But, you know, they've got 5,000 employees and about 400 of them are actually HR specialists. They've got more than half of their resources, more than half the money and the people devoted to background investigations, which frankly I think are a massive distraction for OPM. And so I think you could create a new OPM that is very, very purpose-built, that's designed to do one key thing. And the key thing would be designing HR strategies and programs for the federal government and providing oversight. And right now, there are so many things in OPM that are not directly contributing to that mission that I think it gets in the way. So I do believe there are some structural things that could be done with OPM to make it more responsive.
Going back to the Hiring Excellence campaign, one of the things that raised my eyebrows about it is that, at least partially, it seems to be focused on going out and educating people in the HR community about special hiring authorities that are out there, which could be a good thing. But on the other hand, it's almost has to be a temporary measure because you still haven't done anything about the main swim lane that is the default federal hiring process. And that's where people are going to eventually drift back to, inevitably, it seems to me.
They always ask for direct hire authority. That's the holy grail of federal HR people, is direct hire. And they'll go to OPM and say, we need direct hire. And OPM says, what about these four hiring authorities that you've been given over the last 5 years that you don't use? Why don't you try those first? And the agencies will say, oh, well, you know, we really would prefer to just have direct hire. And so I think it drives OPM crazy that agencies have a lot of hiring authorities that they never use, and then they come in and ask for direct hire authority. So from that perspective, I can see exactly why they want people to make better use of what they have. And it is going to take time to do real civil service reform. So in the interim, people need to use every tool in the toolkit. And when you've got hiring authorities that you're not using, you're leaving tools in the toolkit. And so I think that's a very good thing to do. You're right, though, that it doesn't change the fundamentals of the core hiring process that's used for most positions. And even if you used every special hiring authority that you've got, the truth is that the vast majority of positions are still going to be filled through the normal process. And the normal process doesn't work very well. So it's a good thing to use those authorities, and I see exactly why OPM wants people to do that, but it doesn't really change the underlying flawed process that most people have to go through to get a federal job, and that still needs to be fixed, and it needs fixing very badly.
Jeff Neal, Senior Vice President at ICF International and former Chief Human Capital Officer at Homeland Security, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.